The vast majority of the nation's oil and gas wells are located here in the Mountain West, but a new report says once those wells run dry, it could cost taxpayers billions of dollars to clean them up. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Aaron Weiss is with the Center for Western Priorities.
This is a huge red flag.
The conservation group says it would cost taxpayers more than $6 billion to clean up all the wells on federal land. That's because, according to the report, the cost of cleanup has risen over the past six decades, but at the same time, the price the U.S. government charges companies to pay for that cleanup has remained the same.
It creates an incentive for these oil and gas companies to just be irresponsible, knowing that taxpayers will have to clean up their mess.
Well, I think they're just out to generate a little bit of fear.
That's Alan Olson with the Montana Petroleum Association.
You probably could say that, you know, to plug every well in the United States, we're looking at billions of dollars. But that's not the case, because we're not going to plug every well in the United States.
He adds there are other revenue sources, such as state funds, to help pay for cleanup. But the Center for Western Priorities says state funds don't always pony up for federal wells. If wells aren't cleaned up, they can poison groundwater or even leach gas, leading to explosions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.